story or whatever. No, I don't know. But here we have our Pio, age 50-something, returning to Stockholm. And there's a new leading head there. On top of that mountain. And the mountain of Iskon, Stockholm and Govindas, where then our PO, who has done that many times before, is invited or granted permission to give a little presentation of the Bhagavad Gita or whatever on the Sunday feast or whatever. And so he does. And then later the big leader calls him into his room and said that you should have worn dhoti, this Indian kind of bedsheetish kind of alternative to trousers. Now, of course, Pio is from a trouser family. His father had a trouser factory. So he wore yoga pants. Which then were not allowed, according to the leader. And they had a little discussion, and our Pio has a point there. That to him, that kind of dress is a priest dress. It's a uniform. But he doesn't feel like a priest. Philosopher, yes. Bhakti yogi, yes. Sankirtan man, yes. But not really a priest. Now then the leader says, looking stern as usual, well, we need priests, we need brahmanas. So no matter what, you better just dress up as one and act as one. Otherwise you can't sit here. So then our Pio walks out and he never sits there again. And he thinks about this. How the thing he loathed the most, or one of them, about religion that he grew up with was just that. Hypocrisy. Persons sitting on positions, sometimes of power and influence, such as priests. But then, when you look deeper at their personal characters, may not be learned and loving and compassionate and servants of God and all of God's children, but just doing a job, pretending to be holy, sometimes holier than thou. So Pio avoided religion because of that. And here, here were the religious leaders demanding that he does the same thing. So easy it happens, he thought. And we were all, and that's from the 70s, 60s, 70s, where it was we who challenged hypocrisy and demanded truth and reality. So Pio walks off there saying, that does it. I am just going to be myself. Dear Krishna, help me to just be myself. Isn't that what's called self-realization? And he walks out. So this story was supposed to illustrate the point that I was going to make. Let's see what it was. Oh yeah, that day. Gnostics and others back in the early Christian years. Those Gnostics, they were connecting to God on their own, in private, independent, not needing a church or organization that then they end up serving masters of, who might be holier than thou. And how well, you could say Pio realized that these Gnostics still exist, and he was always one as well. And he remembers that's the kind of tradition that he always felt he belonged to. But then, back then, those Gnostics were persecuted by the church, the power structure. And now, how is it today? Well, Pio was going to learn it in his way, because you happen to live in a building owned by and controlled by a leader. And how loath him for not being a real Brahmana, a real devotee, a real servant of God, the real way.